Like Thunder Under Earth, an explicit fanfiction, for Devril Venerable also wants to know. No archive warnings apply. For the ship Wenren A and Yin Hanjiang. Written by acrobats, read by Tukuxi. Wenren A was dreaming. His senses were hazy. He thought he might be in the Thousand Miles ice plains, but the more he tried to focus on the details of his surroundings, the more they slipped away from him. The brightness of snow was all around, but of course the cold couldn't penetrate his skin. The one constant he knew was the rhythmic beating of a drum somewhere in the distance. Rat-a-tat, rat-a-tat, rat-a-tat-tat-tat, repeating over and over again, the sound faint but piercing. He walked through the endless, open field and looked all around him, looked to the sky, but try as he might, he couldn't locate the source of the sound. Still, he was left with the faint impression of a fragile membrane rattling with every beat. It felt precarious, like it could break at any moment. With some effort, Wenren A roused himself and came face to face with a pair of dark eyes watching him intently. Wenren A smiled. While he'd gotten into the habit of lightly dozing every now and then, not because he needed it in the way a mortal might, but rather for the same reason people took breaks in between courses of a meal, served in order to restore their appetites, Yin Hanjiang more often preferred to stay awake and watch over him. And for Wenren A, the most enjoyable part of sleeping was waking up to the sight of Yin Hanjiang. "Sect Leader Yin," he murmured in greeting. He thought, not for the first time and not without a sense of gleeful pride, that he possessed a treasure beyond any other in the three realms, a treasure that was his and his alone. In his sleep, his fingers had wrapped themselves tightly around Yin Hanjiang's wrist. Knowing him, Hanjiang wouldn't have moved an inch while waiting for Wenren A to wake. His lips were curled into a small private smile, and his pulse raced in time with Wenren A's heartbeat. Wenren A ran his thumb along the skin on the inside of Yin Hanjiang's wrist, so thin and vulnerable. He traced the outline of a vein with his thumb, then pressed down with a nail ever so lightly, a bit more pressure, and he could break skin. As Wenren A held his gaze, Yin Hanjiang's pulse quickened. His time as a blood demon came to Wenren A's mind. The desire, bordering on need, he felt for Yin Hanjiang was something impossible to put into words, and none of the descriptions of love and lust he'd involuntarily come across in abusive romance satisfied him. If anything came close, it was what he'd experienced then, an ache to consume, an ache that was consuming him. He remembered so vividly his hand around Yin Hanjiang's throat, the moment he came the close to snapping, and Yin Hanjiang so docile in his grip. He would have let Wenren A devour him. That was a terrifying thought, or had been. But now, Wenren A could take anything he wanted without fear, knowing that his Hanjiang would do just the same. Pride and possessiveness rose in his chest. "Yin Hanjiang," he said. He released Yin Hanjiang's wrist and ran a hand up the column of his throat. "This venerable wants to know the taste of your blood." Hanjiang's expression didn't change, but his eternally pale face reddened. "This subordinate is willing to offer his venerable anything he desires," he said. Once, a sentence like this from Yin Hanjiang would have meant a willing sacrifice, an offering to the temple of that which he worshipped. Now there was surety and confidence in his voice. When Sect Leader Yin gave himself over to his Awu, it was because it pleased him. Wenren A dragged him closer by the scruff of his neck and reeled him into a kiss, trying to communicate his joy to Yin Hanjiang without words. He felt Yin Hanjiang smile. It was tempting, so very tempting, to take one of his lover's pliant lips between his teeth and bite, and yet he resisted, certain that the longer he held off, the sweeter the taste would be. He moved to Hanjiang's neck instead, found that sweet spot right underneath his jaw where his pulse was most prominent, and leisurely sucked a mark there. Seclusion with Yin Hanjiang had taught Wenren A that there was so much more to this particular act than he had once thought. Like in a battle, each person had their own weaknesses, their own pressure points. He knew, by now, that lavishing Yin Hanjiang's neck with attention was enough to make him melt, and wasn't surprised at the soft shudder that went through Yin Hanjiang's body. As for himself, the steady pumping of an artery only inches away from his lips, protected by such a delicate layer of skin, was enough to make Wenren A shiver with anticipation. Again he thought of biting down, and this time he indulged the impulse partially. He grazed his teeth against the already tender spot, and felt Yin Hanjiang jump. Reaching out wordlessly, eyes half-lidded, Yin Hanjiang pulled Renren-A on top of him, bodies lined up and limbs intermingling. His gaze never straying from Renren-A, a self-satisfied grin tugged at Yin Hanjiang's lips. He was dressed only in his thin red underrobe. Renren-A wore only a sleeping robe as well, yet another layer easily discarded until there was nothing between them. Yin Hanjiang turned his cheek to the pillow and exposed his neck, at the same time giving a flick of his fingers. A knife materialized in his hand and he held it out, hilt first, to Renren-A. Hanjiang would like for Awu to take what he asked for now, he murmured, with only a hint of trepidation. His handsome face was flushed but open. His dark hair spilled out in every direction. His body was starting to wake to Wenren-A's proximity and his attentions, and Wenren-A wanted to ravage him. This version of Yin Hanjiang existed for him alone. Wenren-A took the knife, examining the blade not without some consideration, imagining what clean, lovely cuts it would make, before he tossed it aside and willed it to disappear, uncaring where it landed. No, he said, no object, no weapon, no other being is allowed to hurt Yin Hanjiang. Only this venerable may. Yin Hanjiang swallowed, throat bobbing, lips parted, and Wenren-A had no recourse but to dive for his neck again. He sank his teeth in, not at all gently, the metallic scent of blood filling his nostrils first, before he even felt the first drop. He licked greedily at the wound, the warm and tart taste dizzying, intoxicating, heat spreading through his body, his own blood rushing in excitement. Yin Hanjiang was giving pained little gasps and uncontrolled jerks of his body, but he was cradling Wenren-A's head close with both hands, arching his throat in encouragement. He was sublime. Wenren-A forced himself to pull away only to watch more blood pour out, and inhaled sharply as he saw just what a mess he'd made of Yin Hanjiang. Oh, Yin Hanjiang said, eyes wide, and dropped a trembling hand to the corner of Wenren-A's lips. It came away red. Unwilling to let any drop Yin Hanjiang had bled go to waste, Wenren-A caught his hand and brought it back to his mouth. With a kiss to Yin Hanjiang's knuckles, Wenren-A took his fingers inside one by one and licked them clean, then licked his lips when he was done. Is it to the Venerable's liking? Yin Hanjiang asked, his voice rough. Wenren-A had to laugh at the absurdity of the question. If it's Hanjiang's, how could it not be? At his current cultivation level, Yin Hanjiang's wound should have already started healing itself without any effort on his part. That it continued to steadily trickle a delicious crimson had only one explanation. Hanjiang was keeping it so on purpose. The sight he made like this, he looked like he'd been mauled by a wild animal. Wenren-A's stomach twisted in a strange mixture of desire and the knee-jerk instinct that roared in protest at seeing his person in pain. Yet Hanjiang had always been beautiful in the midst of violence, and he was beautiful now, hissing as Wenren-A pressed a finger experimentally against the bite. It made the blood flow increase, so Wenren-A dipped his head low again and collected every droplet. An idea struck him. Would you like a taste for yourself? He murmured against Hanjiang's skin. Hanjiang gave a hum, inquisitive. Wenren-A came up to kiss him, met with a moan against his lips, and Yin Hanjiang hungrily licking into his mouth, like he was trying to chase the aftertaste. But that was not nearly enough, Wenren-A thought, to make plain to him just how maddeningly delicious he was. Wenren-A bit down on Yin Hanjiang's bottom lip, and they traded the syrupy, thick blood that came gushing out back and forth between them. Wenren-A couldn't quite describe the sensation. It was scent and taste rolled into one, leaving an impression reminiscent of rust, yet sweeter, lingering in his mouth. He wanted more. He wanted all of Hanjiang at once. He pushed himself up and undid Hanjiang's robe, a sea of red pooling around him, revealing to Wenren-A so much more unblemished skin, a white canvas waiting for him to paint it with marks and bruises. He became all too aware of his own arousal. Besides his constant, abstract need for Yin Hanjiang, now his body was reminding him of the easiest means to achieve satisfaction. Wenren-A removed his own clothing as well, thrilling at the skin contact as he began to kiss a path down Hanjiang's chest. Having been thus abused so far, Yin Hanjiang jumped at even the slightest nip of teeth. When Wenren-A put his mouth to a nipple, Hanjiang shivered and moaned, wanton and alarmed at once. Wenren-A chuckled. Does it hurt a lot? Yin Hanjiang shook his head, frantic, his eyes glazed. No, I'm used to pain. I can't anticipate. It feels good. Wenren-A nuzzled into Yin Hanjiang's stomach, nipped at the meaty flesh of his abdomen. You'll have to return the favor later. I want to know exactly what my Hanjiang felt. He continued his teasing, the way Hanjiang's stomach muscles tightened and then relaxed again at his every touch, giving him a rush of power better than facing off against the most worthy opponent. With some distractions on the way, he moved lower, bypassing Yin Hanjiang's cock, albeit a tempting prospect painfully hard and leaking, and put a hand on the inside of a toned thigh. Without second thought, Hanjiang spread his legs for him, this one simple move leaving Wen Ren'e thunderstruck and barely able to resist the sudden impulse to take him right that very moment. "Hanjiang," he said, almost despairingly. It was impossible to think. He waved a hand, and a bottle of oil appeared to his aid, but Hanjiang caught his hand and stilled him. "If the Venerable doesn't need a tool to hurt me with," Hanjiang said, "he doesn't need one for this either. Not tonight, just you, please." As he was speaking, Yin Hanjiang wrapped his legs around Wen Ren'e's back and gave him a look that could move the heavens themselves. "As my Hanjiang wishes," Wen Ren'e said. He brought two fingers to circle Hanjiang's entrance. They were so often joined that it shouldn't be hard to open him up at all, even thus limited. One just had to be creative. Teasing and rubbing at his hole, Wen Ren'e lowered his head to kiss Yin Hanjiang's thighs, feather-light brushes of lips that made Yin Hanjiang whine as he tried to grind his hips and get Wen Ren'e's fingers inside of him. Once he was sufficiently distracted, Wen Ren'e grinned into his skin and took another bite. Yin Hanjiang thrashed and gave a pained shout, his back arching. Wen Ren'e kissed the broken skin and moved to do it again an inch higher, then another, Yin Hanjiang still convulsing underneath him. "Awu," Hanjiang said wretchedly, "if you do that again, I'll..." He sounded pleasure-drunk. In surprise, akin to awe, Wen Ren'e glanced up at him. "Just from this?" "From you," Hanjiang murmured, his face flushed. Whether from arousal or embarrassment was impossible to tell at this point. "That's all right," Wen Ren'e said. This venerable already got what he needed. The bites were filling up with blood, and Wen Ren'e scooped it all up, coated the fingers he'd been teasing Hanjiang with, spat on them for good measure, and finally slid them into Yin Hanjiang's warmth. Wen Ren'e would never stop being surprised by it, how hot Hanjiang was inside, how much more urgent it made his own want. His wasn't a flawless solution, the blood too sticky, the spit too little, the breach too rough. But Yin Hanjiang moaned louder for it, and with a little coaxing, his body yielded beautifully for Wen Ren'e. He was perfect like this, but then he was perfect always. When he would lie wrung out in their bed and suddenly start laughing, so happy he could almost be crying, burying his face in the pillow and whispering, "This is real, this is real, this is real," not in doubt but in affirmation. When his eyes would glint with half-manic desire and he'd need to take Wen Ren'e roughly, desperately, to remind the both of them who the only person who could stake a claim on Wen Ren'e was in this world or any other. And in turn, Wen Ren'e would remind him this, engrave the truth of it in Yin Hanjiang's bones. There was one sentence that made the entirety of abusive romance worth having been written. Yin Hanjiang belongs to Wen Ren'e. He worked Hanjiang open slowly, more thorough than he needed to be, but enjoying his reactions too much to stop. He lavished Hanjiang's thighs with more bites, albeit a little softer, keeping him right on the edge. "Hurry," Yin Hanjiang whined. "I can't..." Wen Ren'e twisted his fingers inside him. "You can." "Yes, but hurry anyway," Hanjiang snapped, working his hips restlessly. Wen Ren'e laughed, but he couldn't deny Yin Hanjiang anything when he got like this, or at any other time, for that matter. He removed his fingers and dragged them over his cock, shuddering as it spread his own precum and the mixture of fluids all over him. Hanjiang was right. If patience had its merits, so did indulgence. He gripped his cock and guided it to Yin Hanjiang's entrance, encountering a minute resistance. But they'd both had enough of waiting, and they worked together, Hanjiang canting his hips for a better angle, Wen Ren'e pushing inside in one decisive thrust. "Yes," Hanjiang hissed, clutching down and wrapping his legs tight around Wen Ren'e again, keeping him deep inside. Wen Ren'e huffed, half in amusement and half in agony. Would sect leader Yin consider letting this venerable move? Hanjiang dragged him down for a kiss, his grip relentless, an impish grin on his face when he pulled away. "And what if he doesn't?" he asked innocently. "What if it pleases sect leader Yin to keep this venerable right there?" He punctuated his words with another tantalizing squeeze around Wen Ren'e's cock, and the groan Wen Ren'e gave wasn't half as theatrical as he would have liked. "Then your Awu would have to beg for mercy," he said. "The merciful one between us has always been Awu," Yin Hanjiang pointed out. "But to hear this venerable beg..." "Hanjiang," Wen Ren'e breathed, "then Sectleader Yin, please. He kissed Han Jiang's lips one more time, then licked over the bites he'd left on his throat, tender and soothing, and nothing like the brutality he'd shown before, the brutality he knew Han Jiang also craved. Please, beloved. That's cheating, Han Jiang complained. He craned his neck greedily. Awu, yes, please. Relaxing his grip and allowing Wen Ren'e some leverage, Yin Han Jiang sighed in contentment at the first thrust. Wen Ren'e could only echo him. It was a kind of bliss he never could have imagined, how perfectly right it felt to be inside Han Jiang, to move together in synchrony, each tiny shift creating sparks of pleasure, to hear his own moans and Han Jiang's blend together. He started slow, wanting to catalog every sensation, wanting to make Yin Han Jiang feel every inch of him as it dragged in and out. This body was his, as much as Han Jiang's heart, and Wen Ren'e had spent long hours studying it, learning to wring pleasure from it. Han Jiang had closed his eyes and was panting almost soundlessly, clinging tight enough to Wen Ren'e's arms for his fingers to leave bruises in their wake. Wen Ren'e kissed his fluttering eyelids, his temple, his cheeks, the corner of his mouth. When Yin Han Jiang opened his eyes again, his lashes were wet with tears. "My Awu," he murmured, voice thick. "More. Give me more." Wen Ren'e obeyed, snapping his hips a little faster, letting his body chase the building sensation of heat in his belly. Han Jiang hissed and grabbed Wen Ren'e by the hair, maneuvering him where he wanted him, until Wen Ren'e's mouth was hovering over the unmarred side of Yin Han Jiang's throat. "Hmm?" Smiling faintly, Wen Ren'e placed a kiss on the junction of Yin Han Jiang's neck and shoulder. "What is it that my Han Jiang wants?" Han Jiang's grip tightened on Wen Ren'e's hair. "More," he repeated, hazy and a little petulant. The request was broad, so Wen Ren'e was able to acquiesce without compromising his own half-formed plans. He kissed along Han Jiang's shoulder and collarbone, gentle and unhurried, while fucking into him harder and harder with every thrust. The higher their pleasure grew, the closer they both got to climax, and the more Wen Ren'e felt greedy and desperate to prolong this for a little longer, to stay in this blissful state of having everything he wanted and still needing more. In Xu Yanyan's cultivation manuals, great importance was placed on the finishing act. If it was delayed, it was either to achieve better results by cultivating for a longer time, or to make the act itself more intense. And these were not bad reasons, or things Wen Ren'e and Yin Han Jiang hadn't tried. But Wen Ren'e sometimes plainly thought that he could stay like this forever, entangled with Yin Han Jiang, no conceivable end in sight. The only reason he had yet to find out how long the both of them could last if pushed to their limits was the myriad of other delights he wanted to experience with Yin Han Jiang, commonplace things that took on a new meaning because he was doing them with Han Jiang at his side. And of course, if they didn't ever stop, they couldn't start again. Wen Ren'e took Han Jiang's wrists and pinned them above his head, enjoying the way Yin Han Jiang didn't grow pliant but strained against the bond with a glint in his eyes, forcing Wen Ren'e to exercise a little of his true strength. Their struggle made Wen Ren'e's thrusts grow erratic, and he knew he didn't have long, the sensation suddenly and without warning growing unbearable. He tangled his fingers with Yin Han Jiang's, pressed him more firmly into the mattress, and ducked down to finally taste the thundering pulse that had beckoned him in his dreams, tearing at the flesh on the inside of Yin Han Jiang's wrist. Yin Han Jiang spasmed under him, gave a wounded shout. Wen Ren'e's senses were flooded with sweet, rich flavor and the warm gush of Han Jiang's blood, with the sensation of Han Jiang convulsing around him and his nails clawing at the back of Wen Ren'e's hands. He didn't realize he was coming until he was half spent, releasing thick streaks of his seed in Han Jiang as he greedily drank his blood. It felt proper, in a way, to take something that was Han Jiang's inside himself and to give something in return. Wen Ren'e kept grinding against Han Jiang for as long as he could stand it and then stilled on top of him, shaking so hard he couldn't hope to suppress it, face pressed to Han Jiang's palm and still mouthing at his wrist. In a second, he'd take care of Yin Han Jiang, but he was more overwhelmed than he had accounted for, and coordinated movement seemed impossible. Just a second, then maybe he could offer Han Jiang his mouth, take this to keep safe inside him too. But Yin Han Jiang had different plans. Exerting barely any effort, he flipped them over and rose to his knees, still inside Wen Ren'e, rocking almost lazily. His breath was coming fast and short, and he looked like a painting, like a battlefield, like a god mortals would perish for lying their eyes upon. Wen Ren'e might perish, and he'd thank Han Jiang with his last breath. Wrist still dripping blood, Yin Han Jiang took his cock in hand, stroked himself once, twice, and came with a shivery moan. He painted Wen Ren'e's belly and chest with it, then collapsed, hiding his face in the crook of Wen Ren'e's neck and panting softly. Wen Ren'e nudged him, managed to roll them both to their sides. He kissed the crown of Hanjiang's head, nosed at his hair, and inhaled deeply. It seemed impossible that even now, both of them freshly stated, the urge to be closer than him, to him than humanly possible, was relentless. It was an interminable amount of time later that they managed to let go of one another for long enough to take a much-needed trip to the springs. Dusk when they arrived, but what time or even day it had been when this began was impossible to tell. They could have cleaned themselves with nothing more than an abject thought, of course, but Wen Ren'e still found there was something satisfying about soaking in the water, long enough to watch Hanjiang's skin go soft and pruny. And he thought Yin Hanjiang enjoyed it, too. As soon as they were inside, he submerged himself fully and broke the surface again several minutes later with a satisfied sigh. He swam a few paces and then dived down again, holding himself in a cross-legged stance underwater. Wen Ren'e was content to watch him, cherishing this careful, carefree, playful side of Yin Hanjiang that had been dormant for so long. After some time, Hanjiang came back to him, put his arms around Wen Ren'e's neck. Wen Ren'e carted his fingers through Yin Hanjiang's wet hair. "Let this venerable wash you," he asked. Yin Hanjiang's eyes fluttered closed like a satisfied cat, and he hummed his assent. Wen Ren'e moved his hair to the side to better observe the bite marks he'd left on Hanjiang's neck, let a hand fall down to Hanjiang's thighs to trace the ones left there too, then finally took hold of Hanjiang's wrist to inspect his greatest work yet. "Is Hanjiang not going to heal these?" "No, I'm going to keep them all," Hanjiang said with a flickering, smug smile, "and any my Awu gives me in the future." Wen Ren'e had no choice but to kiss that smile, a finger under Hanjiang's chin to tip his head up. "I'm only afraid that if you do that, this venerable will run out of space quickly," he said. Hanjiang considered that for a moment. "If that happens, we'll start over." "Very well," Wen Ren'e said. It was a process he would be happy to repeat for all of eternity. The End.